When the federal government passed its encryption legislation in December last year, it said new powers were urgently needed to keep Australians safe. But Australia's technology industry has maintained it wasn't adequately consulted as the new powers were being drafted and that the law's business impact wasn't properly considered. New documents released by the Home Affairs Department under Freedom of Information laws suggest officials didn't consult with local technology and start-up companies about its encryption laws before releasing a public draft. Ariel Bogle has the story.
Home Affairs Department documents show US technology giants Apple, Facebook and Microsoft were consulted multiple times by government officials in 2017 and 2018 as Australia's encryption legislation was developed. Telecommunication companies Optus, Telstra, Vodafone, TPG and Vocus are also listed on an attendee snapshot before a draft of the laws was released in August last year. But no company names from Australia's startup or IT sector appear among the dozens of pages relating to the encryption laws' confidential consultation process, released so far by the Department under Freedom of Information laws. Alex McCauley, Chief Executive of the National Startups Advocacy Group Startup Oz, says that's a significant oversight.
Look, I think it's a list of some of the biggest tech companies operating in Australia, but it's not a list of companies that includes any Australian tech businesses, which I think obviously is problematic when you're thinking about how this legislation affects the growth of a domestic tech sector.
The laws allow authorities to compel a company to create a new technical way to access encrypted communications. A text message sent in the WhatsApp messaging service, for example, among other powers. Australian companies that sell technology overseas say this does reputational damage because they can't prove to customers that they have not made a modification to their products for police. Alex McCauley again.
That makes it really difficult for Australian companies selling overseas to say with confidence that they have a secure system.
But some groups that were consulted by government officials about the early encryption legislation were also unsatisfied by how it was developed and passed. John Stanton is the chief executive of the Communications Alliance and represents the telecommunications sector.
Well, I can certainly sympathise with those in the IT industry who are manufacturing and exporting products that are going to be affected by this legislation because of the lack of trust that it's tending to generate in the Australian product. Mind you, if the consultation they received would have been the same as I did, then it wouldn't have done much for them.
He met with government officials in late 2017.
The general message there was that we shouldn't worry because this legislation would not create any back doors, so to speak. We would have preferred very much to be able to sit down and engage with government on the detail of the legislation.
A Home Affairs spokesperson said the department consulted with a range of telecommunications, social media and technology companies operating within Australia and is continuing to do so. The department also maintains the laws do not create a compliance burden for the local technology sector.
That's the Science Unit's Ariel Bogle reporting there, and the Federal Parliament Joint Committee on Intelligence and Security is currently conducting a review of the relevant act, and its report is due April next year.